And coming up, the first conservative rally for unity, peace, and nonviolent debate. It's coming up at Lou's Diner. Everybody knows where that is, 431 South Decatur. Talk a little bit about what's going to be happening and how folks can participate.
Well, it's more important now after what happened at the election with all the confusion and aggression. They're going to put us on trial next Tuesday. And I think if people don't see it now, this is a year-long trial with the verdict to be announced right at the midterms. Yes, a year-long trial of every Republican as violent. You know, we can't be peaceful at a rally. We're terrorists. We're insurrectionists. And the only way to combat this marketing that they have with Madison Avenue and the media, because they're not running on policy. We have a lot of politicians in the Republican Party running like it's 1974 on policy. When they just elected a president that stayed in the bunker and don't even understand his own policy. We should realize now policies are almost out the window. Before we can talk about any policies, we have to enter the Rush Limbaugh arena of ideas and debates, and we can't get there unless we're peaceful, nonviolent, and, you know, and then we can have a debate. And we have to be unified, everybody under there. I'm not running against Deena Titus. They're primarying her. They know I can beat her. She's never been primary. They put an AOC communist because they said you can't beat a peaceful, nonviolent civil rights leader like Jesse Turner. He's too good.
Hey, Jesse.
You never beat him. The Democrats.
Hey, Jesse. Hey, Jesse, I'm running way short on time, but July 27th at 4 o'clock, Lou's Diner, on
peace
South Decatur.
And nonviolence. And if you're for peace and nonviolence, come. And if you're not for peace and nonviolence, this probably won't be for you.
There you go.
It's the only way to move forward.
There you go. Jesse, always good, man. You have a good weekend. We'll talk with you again next week. There you have it. Jesse Turner, GOP candidate for Congress and CD1. Stay with us. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 4:30 as we check the incident sheet here. Looks like some utility work there on Boulder Highway northbound at Russell Road. So give yourself some extra time to squeeze through there. Also, those lane restrictions are causing backups at the Spaghetti Bowl right now. 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, 515 westbound at Eastern. That's going to be that way for a period of time. Reduced speeds both directions on the 15 right now, mainly between Owens and Tropicana. On the southbound side, watch for some lane restrictions there. And road work on Interstate 15 northbound, that's at Lamb Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The NHL announcing their schedule for the upcoming season for the Vegas Golden Knights. They are going to open up their season taking on the only team newer than them, Seattle, as Vegas will host Seattle in their inaugural game on October 12th at T-Mobile Arena. Back to an 82-game regular season schedule for the Golden Knights and the rest of the NHL. The NHL also announcing that they do have a three-week break built into it after the All-Star game, as NHL players will be able to go to the Olympics. Not clear if players for sure will participate in the Olympics. If they decide not to, they will redo the schedule and have games during that three-week period. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
How hard can it be to find a Python pro?
Sam's startup had a front-end developer walk out the back door.
Beta.
He needs a new software engineer, stat.
What do you mean they just quit? We go live in 72 hours.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Loco, brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. He is an American hero, and he's running for the United States Senate. He is Captain Sam Brown, Republican U.S. Senate candidate here in Nevada and a resident of Reno, former U.S. Army captain. His personal story of triumph is incredible, and he joins us. Captain Brown, thank you so much. Really appreciate you coming on with us.
Good afternoon, Kevin. I appreciate you having me on.
Your personal story is incredibly compelling, and I'll give you as much time as you want, but I want you to describe in detail, if you can, your life relative to the military and the sacrifices that you've had to make.
You know, Kevin, for so many of us who've worn the uniform, and there's other ways of serving as well, you know, it starts in our childhood with parents that love this country and teach us to love this country, and that the service and sacrifice is a part of that. And so I was blessed to have parents that encouraged me to pursue great things, and I was fortunate to be able to go to West Point and privileged to be around other great leaders in our armed services. Now that journey eventually led me to be an infantry platoon leader, and I found myself in Afghanistan in 2008, where unfortunately on one day when my platoon was responding to other troops under fire, we hit a roadside bomb in our vehicle, and that really began a massive journey for me, and one in which I literally reached a point of giving up the will to live. I thought there was no hope, and it was a voice of one of my soldiers that said, "Sir, I've got you." I could see nothing. I could hear nothing but my own despair, and that brought me to a place of hope. This is a great parallel I'm seeing in our country and in our state right now, is people have suffered extreme trauma. Our economic trauma, healthcare, Our education system is under attack, and it's time for America to hear a message of I've got you, to have a glimmer of hope, and to have people who know what it means to suffer and to persevere and to be alongside America as we heal and we get back to the things that we value.
Let me just ask you, how long did you spend in rehab? How much time did you spend recovering from the burns and from the other injuries?
It was 3 years total, month to month, from when I got wounded until I was finally medically retired out of the Army. It was over 30 surgeries, and I've estimated over multiple thousands of hours of therapy and rehab. It was quite a journey, and I think, Kevin, this is one of the messages I share with folks, is that recovery isn't easy. It's not a painless process. When there's been trauma done to us in our lives, recovering from that requires a lot of hard work and determination, and it's painful, but it's something that we must persevere through, and there is hope on the other side.
I want to ask you, because for a lot of people, after the sacrifices that you and your family have made, it would be easy to rest on your laurels, to go to the private sector and make a lot of money, do your thing. You decided that you weren't done in serving the public, and that, I'm assuming, is why you're running for the U.S. Senate. Can you talk a little bit about that commitment to service that you obviously developed earlier in your life and that you're continuing even to this late date?
Yes, sir. Well, just to be clear, not to mislead anyone, I have rested on my laurels a little bit. I was very fortunate to marry a woman who has loved me for over 12 years now and has been my wife, and we have three beautiful children that, we've got a great life, apart from, politics and public service. I own a small business in Reno. We serve the veteran community through pharmaceutical claims processing in the VA. And so, look, I've had an opportunity to rest on my laurels, but our country is at a place where the class of folks that are representing us in office oftentimes don't share in the everyday man and woman struggles. They don't understand, or they don't seek to understand, how the things that they legislate, the regulations that they create or allow to be created, impact our lives. And so I'm running to be a champion for the people of which I am, and to be a voice for all of us who don't come from that political elite class, and to be, to put aside my own personal desires of, just endless family time and running my own business to serve this state and this country again.
You're looking to unseat Catherine Cortez Masto, and a lot of people will say, what has she done wrong? My question is, what has she done right? Why is she wrong for Nevada?
Well, one of the easy things for us to point to is that, whether we like it or not, Nevada is very evenly split between Republicans, third party parties and independents and Democrats. And so, it's a complex state with a lot of complex issues. But what Senator Cortez Masto has done is she's voted over 90% of the time in direct alignment with her leader, who is a radical progressive Democrat out of Brooklyn, New York. That doesn't serve Nevadans in any way. There's no identification of the nuances of what policies and laws are good for Nevadans that may not be good for those New Yorkers and vice versa. And so that's just right off the top. But a great place to start is that she just doesn't represent the people in our interest.
Again, Captain Sam Brown joining us, Republican U.S. Senate candidate here in Nevada. He is a resident of Reno, a former U.S. Army captain, and is, in my view, an American hero. I want to ask you, because there will be others who file for this particular position. There's all kinds of reports that Adam Laxalt, the former attorney general, will file. He has not yet announced. First of all, why did you announce early? And are you aware of the type of competition you may be up against in the Republican primary?
Absolutely aware. And look, you know, folks ought to, you know, have choices. And but here's the fact of the matter. Cortez mask, though, is an extension of the Harry Reid machine, which has had a real strong grip on politics in this state for many years. And so for anyone to, you know, to arrogantly approach an election against her, that they can just, you know, rip a campaign out and you know, have a good shot against her, I think is not taking an accurate assessment of just how difficult this race is going to be. And so I got out early because I recognize just how challenging it's going to be. I'm going to be all over the state, and starting next week, I'll be traveling to each corner in every county of this state, and really just sharing my message. And so we need all the time we can to raise the funds and to get out and to meet the people. This is not something that any Republican should underestimate, and that's why we're out so early. And in fact, I'll be in Palo Verde High School this Saturday morning at 11 a.m. To meet as many people as want to be there. We'll be in the auditorium, and people can find more details on my website at CaptainSamBrown.com. I'd love for the public, not just Republicans, but independents and Democrats who are tired of the progressive left, to come out and hear our message.
In a nutshell, because I know what people will ask me about you, and I'll be honest with you, I don't really know, but questions that end up getting asked about candidates, especially ones that don't have great name recognition, is, well, are they conservative? Or better yet, are they a supporter of Donald J. Trump? Where are you on both those issues?
No, Kevin, I'll tell you the same thing I told the group last night. I may be known as, you know, retired Captain Sam Brown. I might be known as a Republican candidate for Senate. But a title I had, you know, even just a year ago was Volunteer Sam. I have been a part of the conservative movement for years. I am a true conservative. For those in this audience who have knocked on doors, who volunteered at Trump rallies, who have gathered friends and neighbors to just talk about the issues, I've been right there alongside them. I happen to be from Reno, and so I haven't done that in Vegas, but I am a true conservative, and I've been a part of our movement, just formerly known as Volunteer Sam.
Let me ask you, Sam, in a final couple of minutes, every candidate needs something from the public. What is it at this early juncture that you're looking for? Are you dialing for dollars? You're trying to raise money? You're looking for people to put yard signs in, volunteers, call banks? What is it you want from folks listening to this interview?
Yeah, I want people to go to my website. Once again, it's CaptainSamBrown.com. And whether they're still trying to, you know, figure out if I can be the best one to represent them, they can learn more about me there. They can also sign up so that anytime I'm going to be in their part of the state, they should get an alert that I'll be there and they can come out and see me in person. I want people to get to know me. I want to get to know people. This is a grassroots movement. It's been an incredible response. In the last 10 days, we've had thousands of donors because the message we have is resonating with people. We're talking about small dollar donors, just people who are tired of the status quo, are tired of our career politicians continuing to let them down. And so I want people to just come out and hear my message, come meet me. And then if I represent them, be an ambassador, share our message, share our videos. And we're going to win this race.
Captain Sam Brown, you are truly an American hero, and you may well be our next U.S. Senator from the great state of Nevada. Thank you so much. I look forward to getting a chance to meet you. I'm sure that we'll be able to cross paths soon. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your service, but also appreciate you being on the show tonight. You have a good rest of your week, okay?
Thanks, Kevin. And you can come see me on Saturday morning at Palo Verde High School at 11 a.m. if you'd like. I'd love to see you there.
There you go. Captain Sam Brown, running for the U.S. Senate, and a good guy. His introductory video, you got to check it out, and I'm sure it's on his website. His introductory video is real powerful. Really, really, really powerful. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On on air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
The truth? You can't handle the truth. Most lenders are charging thousands in points and fees when refinancing or purchasing a home. It's true. Low rates sound great until you see what they're actually charging you. Now, here's a truth you can handle. SignOnTheLine.com is offering a 15-year fixed at just 1.75% rate, 2.140% APR with absolutely no points and fees. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Yes, it's true. A 15-year fixed at just 1.75% rate, 2.140% APR with no points and no title, escrow, or appraisal fees. Save thousands, even tens of thousands, by calling SignOnTheLine.com at 800-574-9733. 800-574-9733. 800-574-9733. Or visit SignOnTheLine.com.
Sign on the Line, Inc. is an equal housing lender in Nevada. Terms and conditions apply based on a loan amount of $400,000 monthly principal and interest payments. Primary residence only with a 50% loan to value. All loans subject to underwriting approval and not all applicants will qualify. NMLS number 1626699.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, well, let's do it. Let's go to your phone calls. Go to Clinical Carl. You're up and you're on Live and Local for a Friday. Good to have you with us. What's up, man?
Yeah, Kevin, I hope I find you in good condition. You're well.
That's I'm good. Well.
Good. Listen, I hate to do this, but did you hear Trump yesterday? A reporter was asking him questions. It was on TV. It was his words. And he said that January 6th thing was nothing but a love fest. Everybody was there with love. Everybody went in with love. And it was just, and the police came out and loved everyone, hugging and kissing. the people breaking into the place. It was just full of love. You didn't see the picture. You didn't see the pictures of them hitting the police with sticks and flags, and many of them were injured. And it was all love. What do you think of that? I don't know if you heard it or saw it, but it was on TV.
No, this was from an interview back in March. Where he said, you know, there was a lot of love. And there was. There was a lot of love in that crowd during his speech.
The ones who broke in?
No.
The ones who broke
in. No.
See,
but this is like the Charleston thing where he said, I'm sure there were a lot of good people in that crowd. And there were a lot of good people in that crowd.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And this is the same thing.
Well, he said, I want you to march down to the Capitol. That's what he said on that speech. I'll be with you, which he wasn't. He immediately got in the car and sped away so he wouldn't have to go down there. I'll be with you, and I want you to make sure everything is done right, which meant Pence should not take that vote. And then they all went in screaming they're going to hang him.
Hey, can I tell you,
I'm
not going to prejudge the January 6th commission if it indeed comes off. By the way, I'm glad you called, but we're coming up against top of the hour. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMCQ. Okay. In that case, then, I'll give you another minute. But simply put, this is going to be a show trial, and that's all it's going to be. And I think the American people are smart enough to see the difference. Whoops. Let me hang up the phone here real quick. Thank you. There we go. Basically, it's one of those things where, you know, we've got to be careful, because what we're setting up now is a show trial with only one side being heard. Oh, and Liz Cheney. Tell you what, let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Front Lines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
The legislative session was a predictable mess for those of us who believe in free markets, limited and accountable governments, and individual liberty. However, understanding which lawmakers voted for what bills, well, that's just the beginning of being able to hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. What took place in Carson City during the session goes far beyond just the votes that they cast. Nevada Policy's legislative report card is your complete guide to what happened behind the scenes of Nevada's 81st legislative session. Not only is each lawmaker graded on their actions in key policy areas, but we break down exactly how the process unfolded throughout the session. That includes the backroom deals, the trade-offs, and the political nonsense behind every key piece of legislation. Go to nevadapolicy.org/report card and sign up to be the first to receive our 2021 legislative report card when it comes out this summer. That's nevadapolicy.org/report card. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player.
No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research